Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, hey! This is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, sitting here in Studio U. We're about to be live on all networks talking about how to grow your business on TikTok. All right. That is our topic today, is how to grow your business on TikTok. Make sure you tune in. Make sure you like, share, and tell everybody about this lovely broadcast. We're going to have some people on tonight talking about how to grow your business on the TikTok. Did you guys know that TikTok was one of the fastest growing social media networks out there? Did they actually share your shit? Did you know that? They actually show people your stuff. TikTok is one of those businesses, one of those at networks. As long as Meta doesn't buy it, it is unregulatory. You can almost do anything you want on TikTok to help you grow your business. Did you know that, guys? Did you know that? So we're going to go into 7 tips on how to grow your business on TikTok. Now, work your influencers. Your influencers need to be working. Your influencers need to be doing stuff. Your influencers need to be out there. So make sure you are tagging your influencers. All of those songs that they do, the little ditties on TikTok, those are things that you need to do because those things help grow. People, trending things work for TikTok. Trending things don't work for Instagram nor Facebook. Facebook, if you're not about 80, you're not going to grow your business. So nobody really goes there anymore. Everybody's on TikTok. Why? Because people get constantly stuck on TikTok. And it shows strangers. TikTok shows people that you would never ever see. I don't know none of these people on my TikTok. I actually only have. I'm going to be honest with you. Now, I'm not heavy on TikTok. I am working on it. So this is me doing my research on why I need to be on TikTok some more. Okay? So I'm trying to tell you and convince you, me, and everybody else out there who is not on TikTok why we need to be on TikTok. Because being on TikTok is so much better than being on Instagram right now or Facebook or Twitter. I think Twitter and TikTok have the best trending rates ever. Those two platforms help you grow your business a lot quicker than anything. TikTok attracts the audience. If you're using something that is trending, TikTok will show people, even if it doesn't make sense. And more likes you have, more likes, even if you don't like TikTok. Have you ever looked through TikTok and see somebody do something really funny because they have boom, 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 boom behind their TikTok? Or, I understood the assignment. If you ever heard of that behind the TikTok, and then you look at these people, and you look at what they're actually doing, and it doesn't make sense. And then if you look at their likes over the other side, they got like 3 likes, they got 2 likes, and you don't know these people. You don't even know these people that got the 2 or 3 likes. But you're like, okay, you got to do a real life. So, these are the things that you need to do to get your TikTok up, because even if it doesn't make sense, and even though we all think that TikTok is a lot of work, we still need to do these things on TikTok, okay? So we're going to have a special guest on tonight, and we're going to be talking about that, how he uses his step on Instagram. Now, after tonight, I'm going to be TikTok famous. I'm just going to go on there. I'm going to start doing Reels and TikTok. Reels and TikTok are about the same, and even though this is off the Instagram is paying people to do Reels on your business page. Did y'all know that? You can get the money because they're paying people. If you get 1.5 million views on your Reel on Instagram, they're giving $1,000 away. Now, we know that's really hard to do, but if you would get $50, $20, $10, wouldn't that be better than getting $1? I'm just saying, but doing a couple Reels, showing some videos, putting some stuff together, wouldn't that be awesome? So, audience members too. Make sure you interact with your audience. Make sure you're talking to them. Make sure you're doing fun things with you. Make sure you're hitting notes that you need to hit. Number three, create great content. Now, great content is using those influencer songs, bum, 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 and all of that fun stuff to create great TikTok. You know, figure out what are the trending stuff in TikTok. Go to your TikTok. Go through your TikTok. Write down what is trending. What do you see on your TikTok? So that the people who are going to yours will be seeing that same thing because they expose you to more people. TikTok exposes you to a lot of people. So make sure you guys are going to those things and going to that and focusing on that. On TikTok, more you share, more views you get. So more videos you post, more reels you post, the more you share. And a cool part about it, TikTok instantly links to Instagram. So when you do a TikTok, it just goes straight to Instagram. Isn't that fantastic? So why be on Instagram, right? And that might not get views by so many people because I look at my algorithms at times and I'm like, I have way too many followers to get to. And now I just did a survey with Instagram and they were like, what do you hate about Instagram? I was like, because no one my people see my shit. Stop blocking the people. If I don't get Instagram, the problem with Instagram is if I don't get so many likes by in an hour, if you don't get a certain amount of likes in an hour, you don't get seen by your followers. Right? Your post is dormant. That's why some things you post, some people like it and some people don't. You'll get a lot of likes from some things, you'll get a lot. It's all about how quickly people like your post. Now, on TikTok, people that don't even know you, don't even see you, don't even have any affiliation with you, get to see your stuff. Get to see you doing crazy things. Get to see your little point, do videos. Whatever songs. As long as it's trending, they get to see that. And they look up the trending songs or it's in their reel or they watch one video that had that song. And then you get to see everybody who did that. And if you scroll all day, you get to see everybody, the million followers that did that video. And it don't show you the same shit over and over and over and over again. You get the same song, but different people doing different stuff to the same song. So it sounds like you're watching the same thing over and over again. So using those trending songs in TikTok helps you get more visibility. Again, TikTok actually shows you the people, shows you to the world, shows you the people who have never seen you on Instagram or Facebook because those are we want to be your friends. I don't get on social media for people who know me to see what I do. I get on social media because I want people who don't know me to see what I do. I want to find strangers. Strangers are my friends on social media. That is why I go on there. Because I don't want to talk to any crazy people in person. I don't want to talk to them in person. I can block you if I don't like you on Instagram. But if you might like what I'm saying, you might be inspired by what I'm saying, and I might be able to help you grow your business. And this is why I want to say what I have to say. So we're going to have to start going live on TikTok starting next week. We might drop Facebook and go TikTok. Okay, Shanique will talk to my sister over there. I'm just really thinking we're going TikTok hard. We're doing 100-day TikTok challenge. Tag me in your TikTok. Motivate me to do your TikToks with you. Okay, post at the right time. What is the right time for your TikTok to be posted? Don't know. But it all depends on your clientele. Who are you trying to market? Because if you are marketing people who are 9-to-5ers or have a certain income bracket, after 8 o'clock probably is a great time to post because they've gotten off of work, they've relaxed. Now they're sitting at home or sitting on their couch. Da-da-da-da. 4 or 5 o'clock might be a good time when they're not supposed to be on their phone in traffic. Boom, 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 boom. They're on TikTok in traffic, okay? You know, 11, 12 o'clock might be a great time to post it because that's when people are winding down. And what do most of you guys do at nighttime when it's sleepy time? You pull up Instagram, which takes you straight to TikTok, and you watch your reels and you watch your TikTok, right? Right. Don't lie to me. That is what you do. If you don't do that, then don't say nothing. But if you do, send me a heart, a happy face, a smile. Something on TikTok on that. Now, The other thing is using the right hashtag. Do you guys use the right hashtag? Do you know what how to use hashtags? We can go into a whole lesson about how to use hashtags and what hashtags to use or what you should use hashtags on. Please do not use hashtags for stuff that you are doing. You use hashtags to attract people that you want, the people that you want, the homemakers, the homeowners for your real estate people, people who had new babies. I'm a business coach, so I want to attract people who use the hashtag small business, people who use the hashtag, you know, starting a new business. Baller. Most ballers are not going to probably listen to me because they already think they're ballers. So using a baller as a hashtag doesn't work. You, the city you're in, you know, the state you're in, the place you're going, popular places. Find people who are doing your business. You know, I like new hairstyle is a great hashtag for hairstylists. Not hairstylists, because if your hashtag is hairstylist, that means the people who are looking for hairstylists. So if you're a hairstylist, that might work. Or new haircuts. You know, different things like that help you find your hashtag. So we're going to bring a guest on tonight. He is another business coach. He's another coach. And we're going to talk to him about how he uses Instagram in his, I mean, not Instagram, TikTok in his business as well. Make sure, like I said, make sure you have that great music put in behind your TikTok. You don't even have to act it out right. Just put those plugs in music, but make sure that music is the trending song that works in TikTok. I don't care what you do it in your TikTok. Like, you understood the assignment. You understood, and then just have words popping up. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, sometimes I don't read all those words. And if y'all gonna do all those words, this is a problem I have sometimes with TikTok. Y'all do the TikTok, y'all do the words way too quickly. Y'all need to work on that timing thing. Now, I don't know how to do the words, so I don't know how easy or hard that is to time out, right? 3 seconds, 6 seconds, or maybe I'm just a slow-ass reader. I don't know. But this is my point of view on TikTok. Slow the words up a little bit. Slow the point up a little bit. When you try to understand the assignment, you know, all of that works if it moves a little slower than what you, some of y'all be doing this real fast. And I be like, what did that say? Then I gotta watch it 5 times. Just watch it over and over, help your mood. That's a good question. So maybe you should do it faster. Now y'all might think I'm joking. Like I said, this is not a topic that I am an expert on. But this is the thing that I've learned. I'm doing my research to understand why is TikTok so fabulous. But then what I know, the best part about why TikTok is so great is it exposes you to people who you don't know. You don't have to find them. You don't have to look for them. You just have to find something that's trending and do that. And that is why I like TikTok for your business. There's lives on TikTok. There is what is it? What do you call it? All different types of stuff that you can do on TikTok. So now we're about to bring in our special guest, okay? We're going to bring him right now on. Let's bring him on. Hey!
Hey, how's it going?
Hold on, I forgot
to plug in my speaker.
Today's been a long day.
All right,
you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes,
can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yes, I can hear you. How are you tonight?
Man, I am amazing. Loving your show. I appreciate you for having me on.
Yes, yes, yes. So, tell everybody who you are. And, you know, where they can find you.
All right. Well, my name is Jabecca Jones. You can find me at I Am Jabecca on Instagram. You can find me on just Jabecca Jones on Facebook. I am Jabecca on TikTok, Jabecca Jones on YouTube, and I inspire people. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm in the actual network marketing field, so I'm a coach, business coach, but also teach people how to bring not only the credit scores up, but how to also make a living on social media. So this is a great topic. I'm loving it so far.
Nice, nice, nice. So the TikTok, do you use TikTok a lot?
I'm a newbie to TikTok. I was reluctant to get started with TikTok. I'm not going to lie to you. Not part of it was just because, you know, when you're, and we know this in business, sometimes change feels weird. And, you know, I realized just being in my industry as a lot of millennials, and I realized that I could either be a part of it or, you know, kind of be dominated by it. And so I decided, you know, let me get on. I think a lot of it was because I was afraid to learn something new. But, you know, after jumping on, I realized it was nothing to be afraid of. So I'm actively building my TikTok now.
Right. So I'm right there with you with the TikTok craze. Like, so I was just like, what are you going here? What, I got to dance? I got to do all of these crazy stuff? I got to jump around? What? How do I build my TikTok? So I've been looking at other business coaches' TikToks and other people who do TikTok and see what they're doing. Now some people don't dance. Some people really just try to be inspirational and say stuff. And so on a certain occasion, I try to do crazy things that go viral. But,
those are things that I do. So what is what's something that helps you get through your TikTok? Well, I'm gonna be honest. I'm still developing. I want to say my persona. I learned that in everything as it relates to the social media. My big platform is social is on Facebook. But I've learned with Facebook as with IG and even with TikTok is that the people who don't try to jump into a trend and those who are their most authentic self, I think those are the ones that end up winning. If you look at the people that are really growing a huge following, whether it be the comedians, inspiration, the business, whether it be, I'm not talking about celebrities. I'm talking about the average people that you watch, that you find yourself scrolling, watching their content. These are people who decided to be themselves, and they identified exactly what they're going to do. So for myself, I'm not going to do dances. I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm not doing dances on TikTok.
No dancing, Sam.
I'm not doing no dances. But what I will do is, I will do inspiration. I will do funny skits. That's the thing. But here's the thing, the funny skits that I do, people who know me know I've been doing skits my whole life. Growing up with seven brothers and two sisters, that's something that I used to entertain my family growing up. We didn't go a whole lot of places growing up. So I was kind of class clown entertained. So I identified that's something that I'll do. I'm very picky as to what I'll do, but, you know, I will throw some skits in there from movies. That's ideal. But for the most part, it's going to be about credit education, business education, or inspiration. And then I'll throw in some funny, Instagram. And a lot of times the skits that I do, even though they come from movies, they'll relate to those three topics as well.
Nice. So you're going to be doing some Jerry Maguire, Show Me the Money, and what is the one with the Wolf
of Wall Street?
Yeah, Wolf of Wall Street. He has some really playing things.
You know what? I'm a big gangster movie. I love gangster movies. So a lot of movies, odds are you're probably going to see are going to be gangster movies. But I'm also a big Denzel fan, too. I love doing his stuff. So you'll see a lot of Denzel.
I got excited. American Gangster hit my head.
Oh, man, that's my movie right there, huh?
That's a movie right there.
You said Giselle gangster. I was like,
American Gangster, when he shot an old boy in that street. No, when I grow up one day, I won't do that.
Don't do that, man.
When I grow up one day, that is something that I'm fighting to, just to have the cahoots. Just want to be like a jig, I'm a whole different. But that's how bad of a person I want to be that if I do that, then no, everybody is scared to even say something. I want to be a gangster one day.
Well, you know, you're quite too late, but I wasn't about to.
I wanted to get what's the female female cartel drug dealer? They just had her on Amazon. I mean Netflix. I was watching her, Colombiana or something like that. I want to be her. You know, y'all kidnap me thinking I'm slow. I figure out y'all whole plan, and I become that boss. Da 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 da. Yeah.
Well, you
that's my deeper image, you know. El Chapo's
wife. That's your
wife.
Alter ego.
Yeah,
that's
your
alter ego, huh?
El Chapo's wife inspires me. She just went to jail. But see, I can't get caught, though. All of them got caught.
No, see, that's what got me in trouble. I got caught. I was doing a few years of state. That changed my whole perspective on the whole gangster thing, but. I will tell you that
you didn't do fed time.
No, I didn't do any fed time. But thank God. Had it been a week later, it would have been fed time. But grace to God, you know, a week before, it changes everything. So
wow,
it changes
wow.
everything. But what I will tell you though is that there's a show on BET Plus. BET
yes.
Plus that you'll probably like called All the Queen's Men. You should check that out. I think you'll like that.
Okay, I'm going to have to look that up. They said when one of my clients that was on the podcast last week, she said orange is not my color.
Nah, real talk. It's like, no, it's good. I'm telling you, orange,
like
green,
gray.
I don't know.
You know, I'm not trying to get orange and black. You know, the gray is okay. You know, I can rock the gray a little bit. I'm just joking, guys. Never. I don't even know what to do.
I wouldn't even know what to do.
The most I've ever done is
48 hours, and
that shit had me crying. I'm just joking. You know, the best criminals are the ones who don't commit the crime.
Yeah, or get caught.
Right. I know this is crazy. This is so off the subject, but I have to bring this up. Like watching Money Heist. Y'all watch Money Heist?
Absolutely.
Now, that movie right there, I would be like, oh, and I live in Atlanta, right? And the Federal Reserve is right there. I'm just like, I'm walking around that building, let me be quiet, because they might start screening everything that I do. But, yeah. I'd be looking at that and I'd be like, oh yeah, you know, but if you listen to that, that is the best business strategy movie ever. Okay, guys, Money Heist is this man plans out a heist for 15 years later. It took him 15 years to figure it out and to do it. And
you
the
know, fun is, but I'll say this, though, you know, you're... Just give me a serious and funny at the same time, but in all seriousness, so you have a great point, though, because in business, I talk to people all the time, and they don't understand how important planning is. And that's, we're obviously planning, you don't want to be planning forever, but that takes a lot of patience to wait 15 years to implement a plan, right? But the payoff, even if you look at your business, right, you look at your business that you're in or the several businesses that you own. And I'm sure you know what you're honest, but you understand that all businesses have peaks and valleys, ups and downs, right? And imagine if 15 years from now you look back and you're at this, you know, you're at the height of your career, but also the alter side of that, look 15 years back, and let's say you quit, right? You gave up because you didn't have the patience to just endure 15 years to see the manifestation of what God was doing. So
exactly.
I think that right. So this is really powerful movie when you think about it, to have that type of foresight and
exactly.
to know that it'll be worth the wait. It'll be worth the wait. 50 years from now, when I do it, it's gonna bang. When I do it, watch what happens. That's pretty beastly.
That is the best part about stuff. In any of these good movies that you've ever watched. None of this happened overnight. This is what I'm trying to say. So we're building our TikTok, we're building our Instagram, we're building our Facebook, we're building our Twitter, whatever platform that you're building, none of this shit happened overnight. None of this happened overnight. People who have, y'all look at Kevin Samuels, y'all look at these people with a million followers right now, do you think he woke up with a million followers? No. He was in here talking. Like, okay, I come on here every Wednesday night, just to be brutally honest with myself and everything. Every Wednesday, 9 o'clock, I am on here talking about stuff. I don't have a whole lot of people watching. I do have a good bit of people, but I don't have a whole lot of people. People jump in, jump out, and people watch it later. But my whole point about it is it's growing. People are now restarting. I think it's a year and a half straight that I've been doing this. And I don't know who's really listening to me, but I hear people when I bring people in, oh, I've been watching you, I've been seeing you, da-da-da-da. Now, just because you don't hop on my live when I'm on the live, or you don't hop on my YouTube, or you don't hop on it when I'm on it, that doesn't mean that people are not hearing what you're doing and not seeing what you're doing. So I need you guys to stay consistent. And that is the biggest thing. Whichever platform you want to play on, whatever you do, you have to stay consistent at it. Because I'm going to stay consistent in doing this, and eventually, one day I'm going to wake up, and I'm going to have thousands and thousands of people following me and talking to me and preaching to me, and I'm going to have my tribe, I'm going to have everything that I want, because I stay consistent with it. Now, we all know there's, what, 5 major platforms: TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and what is it? Snapchat.
Oh, Snapchat, yeah.
Oh, YouTube. I was all jack up YouTube. I mean Snapchat, YouTube, right? So we got 5 major platforms. Y'all can repost the same information on all of those platforms. And it just be the same stuff. And then you just make it better and make it better and make it better and make it better. And just take the time. But I always like to say it doesn't happen. And when you start, even if you've been doing it for a while and you start back and you look at it, it's going to change. And my other thing is about your 15-year content, about your 15-year look back. If I look back at myself 15 years ago and the shit that I do now, and I'm not even close to where I want to be.
Right.
Not even close.
Right.
But if I compare myself to my 15-year me, shit, I'm balling. I'm the best bitch out there. Real talk.
Hey,
I mean,
you
I'm
know
serious.
What, though? I can't front. And that's a really good point. 15 years ago, I was incarcerated. So if I was looking back, I'd be like, fam, you did it.
Right. You're doing a good job. You understood the assignment. Yeah. Now, people don't understand you have to go through certain paths. You have to go through certain trials and tribulations. Now, the successful people win when they realize what those trials and what those tribulations are, and they learn from them. They learn what they can manage. They learn what they can deal with. I have clients now who do have been doing business, and I look at where they came from 15 years ago when I met them on the I'm coming to your event but through a friend, and now I'm working for you, and you're paying me a salary, and I'm looking at you, and I'm just like, and then sometimes I look at them, and the same people complain about why is it not working out right, and I'm like, do you understand where you are right now? Do you understand where you were with 15 years ago when I met you? Do you understand that? Do you understand your growth process? Now, but the biggest thing is your mentality. How do you handle that? Can you see the future? Do you believe in yourself to see the future? Or is that's why a lot, most business owners lose. It's because they can't see past go. So right now you're on TikTok and you're only getting 2 or 3 likes, or you're on Instagram and you're only getting 2 or 3 likes, or you're on these videos and I see people who are on Instagram ain't talking as much as the powerful shit that I'm talking, and they got 500 people on their live.
Right.
I'm like, how do you get, what's up? But again, I don't know, you don't know what they're struggling, you don't know what they're doing, you don't know what their story is, you don't know how long they've been on here. And I really just got serious with this, and I still need to do better, because I know I don't post enough, I know I don't, you know, there's certain things I know I need to improve on, and I know better. It's not that I don't know, I teach this shit, I know it. But then teachers always need a teacher, right? So, with all that being said, you have to really, 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 really involve all of that and understand and know who you are, right?
Agreed. You're preaching. You're preaching. I think, so just to add to that, you said something. You said a lot. Can you hear me?
Is that on your phone?
I don't hear it. Hold on.
All right, I'm sorry. No, I had Amber Alert.
No, no problem.
Somebody baby mama mad.
Oh, okay. No problem.
But it's the holiday season. We'll go off more in the holiday season. That boy didn't bring my baby back on Thanksgiving.
No, that's what those Amber Alert season. No, but you said something at the beginning of the cast. You said that I do this not for people that know me, but I do this for people that don't know me, right? And I think that a lot of people don't when they're on social media. And it took me a long time for me to get this. It's understanding that when you're doing a live Facebook live, you're doing an IG live, you're doing a YouTube live, if you're recording a video, even if you're putting up content. I talk about all the time. Your social media is like your, especially free social media, is like your, is your world. It's like your universe. You're in control of that universe, and what you put out in the universe, what you deem law, what you deem right, what you deem important is what's important in that universe. And the more content you put out, right, the more history you're creating, so that when somebody jumps to the universe, they can look at the content and know exactly where they are. And they should be able to know that they're in your universe. But what I think a lot of people do is that they start building and then they get sidetracked because we have imposter syndrome. We have, you know, we want to be like other people. Sometimes, like you said, you'll see someone who's growing and you'll say, well, maybe I should stop doing what I was doing, stop being my authentic self, and I should start being like this person. And now you kind of altered your growth process. You kind of extended it a little longer because you didn't stay consistent on what you were doing. You didn't stay growing as the best version of you on these social media platforms. So I think that if you listen to this and you're really trying to grow your social media, I would just say be consistent. From all the people that I study, my mentor is 26 years old, and she still learns social media, but she's killing it. Over 13,000 followers on Facebook, over 155,000 followers on IG, and she's still developing her TikTok. But what I've learned is that when she stopped trying to sound like anyone else, when she stopped trying to, you know, speak like everyone else, she started being herself. She started doing her hair while talking to people online. When she started, right, not necessarily being wearing makeup every time she came online, when she started, you know, really being her authentic self, being vulnerable and letting people see the real her, that's when all of a sudden it started clicking. That's right. When people started really wanting to hear what she has to say. We started thinking that we have to be perfect when really we live in such an imperfect world. People want to see imperfection. People want to see a little flaw. People want to see so I think that once we understand that we don't have to be like anybody else, Lisa Wright is amazing in who she is right now. And yes, she's growing and developing as a human being, but she don't got to be nobody else. She can just be her and feel great about doing that, and people are going to be drawn to you. Anyone else is listening. So.
You know, I love that you say that because there has been, I started this podcast, and the person who kind of was like, oh, wow, you started a podcast. You know, he was like, well, if you're going to do videos, you need to make your face up every day, and you need to make sure you look polished and different, and da-da-da-da. And I was like, that's not how I look on a regular day. So, and then I listened, and I'm like, does that really make a difference to people? But then, I understood when I was growing my Instagram, I had 5,000 followers. I grew my Instagram up to my 10,000 mark in 6 months, right? And you know when I did that? If you scroll back three and a half years ago, I used to get on fucking Instagram in the bed with crust in my eye, just saying shit. Camera all close up to my face because the hair was sticking everywhere. I didn't want you to see my hair. I just need you to see my eyes, nose, and mouth. Right? So, and that shit didn't have no makeup on. I might have had, you know, blemishes and everything else. But I got more followers, more likes, more shit about that than I do sometimes now. And I mean, I'm trying to go harder to be a little bit more professional looking so I can get a different type of clientele. But I am probably one of the realest people that come on here because I don't put no full face makeup on to do this podcast. I barely get dressed. I put on one of my shirts. I sell these shirts, so every time you see one of my shirts, a t-shirt I have on, it's on my Be Unique website. So, and this is not me just rocking the t-shirt. I'm actually branding myself, but that's part of my imagery. So gray t-shirts, that's what I do. So everything that I do is part of branding myself. And that's how I come on here real. I know my people come on the podcast and it's like, so what do I need to know? Do I need to be scripted? I'm like, no. And I don't want to bring on people visually only because I don't want you to think that you don't want to be on my podcast because you're scared because your hair didn't get done today or your makeup isn't done or you didn't get a haircut or whatever, you know, you might be right now in the bed with your pajamas on, no shirt on, with a 40 ounce in your hand. Nobody knows that but you.
Right.
And so I try to
visit
that's
the way. That's a 40 ounce,
huh? This is the point. When it's only your voice, you can go in on a different way. But I know that people like to actually see people and see your personality. And I'm building trust and I'm trying to build personality. Now, my guests, I don't need them. I mean, it's their choice if they want to build their trust or whatever, but they can do that on their page. And when I shoot people to their page. So, like you said, if you need your credit repair or you need to learn how to make money on social media, this guy is where you go to. Make sure you follow, like, and share his page and share his posts. So these are things that I do to help other people grow. And I want to sit here and talk to you and get to know who you are. Because if I sit here and talk to you and get to know, I've never had a conversation with you other than via Instagram text messages, and I'll be honest with you, most of the time you're not talking to me. So the thing is, I'm sitting here talking to you and getting to know you, learning your personality. Like we just the coolest people at the bar together. You know, we hanging out at the bar. You were the other end. You ordered a drink. You by yourself. I'm by myself. We don't gotta try to hit on each other. But I'm just like, hey, what you do today? You bored? Why you making me
right.
Hey, that Long Island iced tea? You waiting on somebody? You know, just shit talking, and that's why I love doing my podcast, and I like to inspire people. So this is kind of what goes on, and that's how I think, going back to the topic now, that's how I think you guys should do on TikTok. Like you said, be yourself. Stop trying to be somebody else on the social media, because these people with all these luxury vehicles and luxury cars and all made up and pretty and shit, that looks great. And that's great to aspire to, but you really don't know what these MFs are struggling with in their life. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know how they got there.
No.
You don't even know if that shit is theirs. Do you know?
I'm actually on your page. And I went back to, what is this, December 19th, 2018. And, yep, you ain't lying.
I'm scared to see what that post was like.
Oh, man, I was looking like, okay, she's like, listen, I don't care nothing about, I'm talking today. Now. Y'all gonna have to hear what the hell I got to say. You called it, what did you do, a rant, Rant Wednesday. So you went in. I'm sorry.
It was one of my worst ones, and I got a lot of views on that one. And I was about, how the fuck do you have a business page when you got a private page? Is that it?
No, I can't hear it because I'm on here with you, but.
Okay. Real post of what, I woke up one morning and I had all these new people who wanted to follow me, and I'm just like, I'm not about to. You had a private page, but you say you are this last person. That annoys the shit out of me. How do you want business help with a private page? I can't look at your business and tell you, or if I do a business shout out, like say, hey, let me tag your business, and I go to your business page. And then as private? No. I don't know if I want to be your friend yet, because I don't know if you're really about business. And I follow a lot of people. So I don't know if I really want to follow you, but I'm getting to that point. Like, I need to cut some of these people back, because these people, I'm tired of seeing the dope boys and all of this other crazy shit on my page, because this is not what I do. So, that's funny. Are the twerkers, I'm like, why are y'all twerking? I mean, I know that works for some people, but that's not my clientele. Twerkers are not my clientele. They're not going to help me build my business. They don't want to know nothing about business because they're selling their body, not their brain. So I need people who want to sell, who want to make money using their brain, not their body, because I can use my body and make money. I mean, I think I'm pretty all right. a couple little cute shots in there. I got a halfway decent look. You know, I can do that.
I'm gonna be quiet on that one. I don't want no problem.
hey, at the end of the day, I could work both ways. Sometimes I'm like, I'm gonna go ahead, you know, put my titties out, like just sit here like this. How many views I get? Because I know that works. It does work. Sex always sells. Sex sells everything. M&M's, peanut butter and shit. It all sells with sex. Two girls in a cup, still going long, hard. But at the end of the day, you have to be out there and you have to do your business, and you have to do your business how you want to be respected out there in the streets. And, you know, I want high-profile clients, and I know that I can't look a certain way to get those clients, and I want to help people grow their business, and I can't walk in their business with my titties and my ass out to grow your business. So me showing you that on social media does not help the people who I work to. Help the people. You know? So it's about who you want to target, and I like real people. That's why I come on here pretty real. As real as I can get, I try to come on here. Sometimes y'all catch me on a bad night. My biker shorts don't match my shirt. You know, it'd be bad. I'd be looking at the videos. It's like, well, this was supposed to be the camera girl was supposed to only get from waist up. She got them damn shorts, didn't she? But hey, whatever. I don't care about that. And if somebody hates on that, that's the funny part. If somebody hates on your TikTok or your Facebook or your Instagram or social media, do you understand that still helps your algorithm? That still makes you look like, because they don't hear what you're saying. They just know that you're getting a lot of comments. So if you're in here looking buck wild and my head sticking out to the left and I got, you know, whatever y'all don't like, maybe y'all don't like my lipstick tonight. You know, y'all might be like, your lips too big for that lipstick. I don't really care. Because I need y'all to comment that shit. Hate on me, please. Please hate on me a little bit. I want the comments. Just put the comments in the thing. If you don't like
that's them, real, though.
You just hate. You got to mind you hate. And I'm not going to block you if you hate. I love the hateration. Just make sure you post it a lot of times. Keep talking about me. Make a lot of comments.
That's real, though. You're right. I mean, good news. I remember last year during the height of the pandemic, this was also about the same time we lost George Floyd and everything was hitting the fan. And it was in our industry, a young lady, when everybody was kind of putting the black screen up, basically that you could break on social media. And there was one young lady in our industry who pretty much got on her IG and basically said, you know, y'all let these people, tell y'all how to build y'all business, when to build y'all business. Yes, I'm hurt, and yes, I'm devastated about what happened, but I got a business to run, I got to pay my bills, I'm not blocking my screen out, nothing like that. But anyway, that video, even though a lot of people disagree with it, that video was being shown all over the world because the comments in that video was so crazy. People, I mean, she lost a lot of money that day. I mean, a lot of people canceled her out, but she doubled up long term because it exposed her even farther than she was when she started. So, again, it's just a great example of on social media, engagement is engagement. And when you got it, it will transform your business. So I feel you. Hate on me.
Right. And that's what the thing is like everybody gets so upset about these things. That's like, you know, back in the day when a rapper used to do rapper battles and be like, oh, yeah, I hate Tupac. He's a da-da-da-da-da. But in real life, they was best friends. You know why they did that? Because people like controversy. People like the stupid, crazy shit. You know what I mean? And people love that.
Yep.
So the crazy part, yeah, I want to kill up the inbound sitting, da da da. I want to do this. Gang, pop, pop. Yeah, and then now everybody's on social media. Oh, my God, look at this. Tag this. Look at them kids all rowdy. Now, they're in the back of their offices laughing, drinking fucking the best wine or champagne or vodka that they can find for $1,000 a damn bottle, laughing at y'all stupid motherfuckers. Sorry, my friends, but it's the truth. because you're battling about who can buy whose CD first. So everybody's running out in the street trying to buy, you know, Tupac CD or Biggie CD, and they're both together laughing.
Yeah, that's real. That's real.
The thing is, rich people gamble different than broke people do. Because they're like, how much money can you make versus how much money can I make?
And look what happened with Drake and Kanye. I mean, that's a perfect example, Drake and Kanye. Number one and number two solo album, and they ended up taking a picture together a month later. So, I have a question for you, though, I know you said that, so what do you think of Clubhouse? Are you a Clubhouse or not really?
I don't have an iPhone. Clubhouse is not on Android.
Oh, okay, gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah, at least unless they updated it. Huh?
I said, you committed. You're like, I'm not getting an iPhone. I don't know what's going on.
Right.
Got it. Okay, I know a lot of people.
I like Clubhouse, and I know it's hot. My daughter was on it. She got an iPhone. But when I was trying to get on it, like, I'm Android. I have everything Android. I'm PC. Nothing that I work on is Mac related. I don't like Mac, to be honest with you.
I see. You really don't like them. You say, you know, you like Pac as a bad boy. You say Apple as a staff, as a label, and as a mother of a group.
Exactly. Is that
what Apple is?
And I even contemplated just to try to be trendy. And I can't. I'd be like, oh, maybe, because I have two phones, right? And I'd be like, maybe one of these should be an Apple. Or maybe I should get an Apple tablet. And then I'd go into the Apple store and I'd look at it. And then somebody will be like, you know, I got a laptop on my phone and I can't get in my phone because I can't get into my iCloud because I can't do da 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 da. And I'm like, yeah.
Hell no, I'm out.
No, that's not a problem that I want to have. So every time I've heard people, my sister, she's an Apple girl, and her phone has died, and she had to get a new phone. Now, you have to verify yourself. This is my main reason. This is one of my main reasons. You have to verify yourself on the phone that's broke so that you can get into your new phone. It's about to end.
Financial literacy. If you need your credit score up, I can help. If you want to be educated about financial literacy, entrepreneurship, or if you want to start a home-based business, I can help you with that as well. Or just for inspiration. Just come follow me and let me inspire you and change your life.
Nice. So DM me. I'm going to sign up 100 people for my new marketing program. I'm giving 100 people free access to this stuff, this marketing software. So sign up. Send me your email. I probably have it already, but send it again. Anybody else who's interested in listening to this, I am looking for 100 people to sign up. If you want to know how to make your business grow and market your business, make sure you hit me up on social media. Drop me your email. That's my bonus for today. And this program has everything, and it teaches you how to do it. It does everything for you. You don't even have to do it yourself. It teaches you, it shows, it does it for you. That's how bomb this offer is. So, if you want to be the boss, you know, come on and hit send me your email and I'll sign you up in the next week or so when my site goes live. So I appreciate everybody being on my podcast and being here live. I appreciate you for being on, and I will talk to you later.
All right. You have a good one. Have a great day. God bless you. Be great.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, guys. This is Ivany Gray. That was a great show tonight. We got off the topic a little bit, but it is okay. We said a lot of powerful stuff about growing your Instagram and growing your TikTok. Make sure that you stay consistent. Make sure you be real. Make sure you know who your target market is. And focus on what you need to do to grow your business. It costs money to make money. So make that money. Get you more clients. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.